You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we're going to do a review of Netflix film Chamkila. The premise of the film is a humble singer's brash lyrics ignite fame and fury across Punjab as he grapples with soaring success and brutal criticism before his untimely death. And the stars of the film are Diljit Dosanjh and Parineeti Chopra, and we have got Jeevan Sangha, culture writer on the line, who's going to share her thoughts on the film. Jeevan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let's start off. How many stars would you give this film and why?
Okay, so I gave this film 2.5 stars.
Okay.
Verging on 3 stars. For me, I thought that, you know, the performances were great. I thought that the visuals, a lot of them I did like. And the first, I would say 30 to 45 minutes were particularly strong for me. As the film went on, I just found that I wasn't feeling like I was getting what I wanted out of this biopic, and that the writing just wasn't strong enough for me in the end for me to feel satisfied or interested or compelled in any way.
I think also part of that, too, with the film like Chamkila, it is dealing with like a number of issues here, right? We've got caste. We've got, you know, the issue of what is morally right and wrong, the music, the politics of it. And particularly Punjab at that time was dealing with so much turbulence. And I think for me, one thing that I would have liked more from the film is really giving more context to that turbulent time, because we know that back then, especially in 1980s, politically especially, there was a lot going on, and actually many artists, writers at the time dealt with a lot of violence. Do you think like it would have been nice to have a little bit more of that background?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one part of it. I think the way that they handled that sort of period in time, I think, was well-intentioned, but it just wasn't good enough for me. Like, and I say this as someone who's extremely biased, as someone who is, you know, Sikh Punjabi, who knew about Chamkila's work before this film came out. So I know there are a lot of other folks who saw it. I mean, even people who are Punjabi Sikh and who have seen it, like, loved it. I know that I'm in the minority as someone who's a bit more critical of it. But even, like, you know, the whole thing with Chamkila, one of the big parts of why he's remembered is because he sang some very racy songs. He sang some very explicit songs. With subject matter that was not really politically correct or socially accepted at the time. And I think that, you know, as his stardom grows and as he starts to, you know, people start to react to that more and he receives more criticism from various people, my qualms with the first half of the movie was it didn't really tell me exactly why he was making it, like why he was continuing to make it despite all these threats. And so as the movie goes on and you see his kind of life evolve, I don't feel like I understand why he's doing what he's doing, which makes me feel disconnected from his journey.
Do you think maybe it should have been like a 4-part series to just really get into the details? Do you think that could have helped improved it?
Maybe. I mean, I think a lot of the times when there's like a dense topic, oh, so many people are like, it should have been a miniseries. It should have been a limited series. And the fact is, I think if it was a miniseries, they wouldn't have had the actors that they had. They wouldn't have had the production value that they had. Really what it comes down to is it's a 2.5-hour movie, and I think that they, for me, if I'm judging it as a movie, it could have utilized its runtime a lot better.
Okay, well, I will say, Jeevan, I'm a big fan of the film. As somebody who kind of went into it not knowing much about Chamkila, I will say I learned a lot because I didn't realize how racy the music was, really. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, okay, he went there, and especially for
it's
that.
Wild.
It's wild. No, really, my mind was blown as I was watching this film, and let alone watching this with my parents, and I'm like, oh my God, should I be doing this right now? And then we were just laughing uncomfortably, but I was just like, geez, he really went that way. But I think, you know, one of the takeaways I take from this film in particular is a narrative that I think we continue to see with artists today is that he was just doing what he loved. Yet we saw that so many people said, you know, what you're doing is so wrong. And like, we continue to see that artists aren't allowed to necessarily do what they want to do. And society always goes, oh my God, look how harmful this music is. It's going to hurt people. But it's like, you don't have to listen to it if you don't like it, kind of a thing. So in that way, I felt that was kind of the message. Just why can't we just have, you know, freedom of expression? Do we want to do without freaking out? Did you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a big theme throughout the film is like, you know, this is him just kind of just doing his thing, wanting to be himself. And I think what the film did illustrate that was interesting was just how criticism functions in that moment in time, and like the sort of pressures that get put on an artist to stifle what they're feeling, you know, whether it's the audience that's frustrated that he's not making the explicit and very controversial music that they love, you know, despite it being steeped in films of like in themes of like hypersexualization and honestly sometimes even misogyny. That's what the audience wanted at the time. And then you have the powers that be who are essentially blaming him for creating a sort of deviance or like deviant patterns within society, enabling these sort of like thoughts and feelings, which Chomkila says, well, this is my life. I'm just, you know, writing what I know. This, I'm not creating this. And so I think it did do an interesting job of thinking about, it started this conversation of like, what role do artists play and how accountable should we hold them for just speaking about the world? I thought that was great. And I think that they could have even taken the conversation a step forward. But I thought that was one of the really interesting dynamics that we saw at play.
Mm-hmm. That was the part that really fascinated me because it is an ongoing thing that we continue to see today. Now, of course, you and I both agree that Diljit Dosanjh, when he played this role, he really did an amazing job. But I want to talk a little bit about Paraniti Chopra, right? Her role was very small, playing the wife, Amarjot. And my one thing is I sort of wish that they explored her storyline more, especially being a woman, you know, in the music industry. What did you think of that?
100%. I thought that was a glaring weakness of the movie. Like, it was really something that was, it kind of is frustrating to watch. You know, you have, of course, the movie is about Amar Singh Chomkila. It's about Diljit Dosanjh's character. But, you know, a lot of Chomkila's legacy is tied to Amarjot. It's impossible to divorce the two. And I think especially, you know, considering the fact that they're married, you know, they have children together, or a child together. And she is continuing to put herself in situations where she is saying hyper-sexual things about herself, about these characters that she's singing about on stage. I imagine that had to have had an impact on her life. I imagine that she, like, they never really explored what her thoughts were on the music that they were performing, or how it maybe impacted her. Did anyone ever make comments to her? Did she not care? She was kind of just this like silent follower of Chomkila who like had like five lines in the whole movie. And I mean, there's also like a class dynamic at play. I think they kind of insinuated that her character was slightly upper class, or I don't know, maybe being like exploited by her. She was definitely being exploited by her father, but there was just a lot there with that dynamic that seemed interesting that they just didn't even touch.
Yeah. That's true. And I wanted it to go much deeper there. So that was one of my frustrations. The other thing, and I'm noticing everybody is saying this on social media and whoever I've talked to who's seen this film, is the subtitles. So every time they were singing a song, there would be subtitles that appeared on there. What did you think of that? I was not a big fan myself.
Yeah. So to clarify, like, it wasn't just subtitles at the bottom. It was because the songs that Chomkila and Amarjot were performing on stage, or whoever was performing on stage, were in Punjabi. They were the original songs that you can find recordings of that exist. Those songs are in Punjabi, and so I guess to make it more palatable for folks who speak Hindi, they had the lyrics in English and Hindi, so written in like English like language, but in Hindi, on the screen, not at the bottom. And I just found that was extremely distracting, especially considering the fact that this is a straight-to-Netflix release. Netflix translates all the movies into like over 40 languages anyway, so if Hindi speakers needed to like have it translated, it could have been right there. For me, like as a stylistic visual point, it was really distracting on the screen. Sometimes it was like bubble letters and like really like big lettering across the screen. I just thought that it just didn't need to be there.
Yeah, it was really random, and I didn't like the fact that the font colors were different. I was like, the font should at least be the same, but that's just me being very nitpicky. But overall, one thing I will say that I liked, and I find Bollywood has a tendency to do this, where they're kind of like over-glamorize things. But I found in terms of the way, you know, Punjab was represented, the characters of this film, I felt it was pretty authentic. Did you feel that way? I thought costuming-wise, it was really well done.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought, like, the costumes were cool, the sets were pretty cool. Some of the sets, I think, when they go abroad, were, like, a little, but, like, in Punjab, I thought they did a pretty good job of just like making it feel as real as they possibly could. I know that they shot parts of it like in areas where Chimkila actually performed. Like these are real places where he would have performances. These are real areas that he would drive through. So I think that probably helped as well.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really well done in that regard. But Jeevan, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the film Chimkila. I do recommend that people check this out. It is worth seeing. Jeevan, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.